Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Your dream will challenge you because you have to do things that you are not expecting to do. You have to grow in a way that you do not even expect, and you have to learn new information that will not only push you forward but will help you identify the type of dream that you like to have for yourself. And to have this dream, to have this accomplishment, to have this goal, you have to be willing to accept the challenge. You see, when you accept the challenge, you're accepting the challenge for yourself. And when you accept the challenge for yourself, now you're able to grow, you're able to learn, and you're actually able to see your dream come true, because your dream is meant to be true until you're willing to put work in for yourself. Life will show you that you're on the right path if you raise your hand and say, I accept this challenge, I accept this call, and I accept my calling, because your dream is on the other side of the challenge. When you recognize the challenge that you are facing, your dream will begin to come true. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development tips and how you can become better within yourself, within your dreams, and for yourself. If this is your first time here, make sure you hit the subscribe button, because today, we're diving deep on why your dream will cost you something, why your dream will build you up even more, and why your dream matters the most. And see, the reason why this is so important, because you have to know that when you are going through your journey, when you're going through your phase, when you're going through life, life is going to show you that there's a lot of work that has to be done. There's a lot of things that you will have to do in order to do the things. You have to be willing to accept the challenge. See, earlier today, I had a sales call. It was a call that from this previous week, previous event that I had went to, which was InvestFest. So InvestFest is a yearly event that happens with Earn Your Leisure and Ian Dunlap and so and them. So they built a massive following to the point where people come out support. They have vendors that have different businesses come out and show up, different topics to speak about, and so on and so forth. So when we're at this conference, I'm able to meet new people. I'm able to communicate with new individuals. And as I'm communicating with new individuals, I'm recognizing that there are a lot of people to talk to. I can't talk to everybody, but what I can do is I can talk to some people. I can get familiar with a few people. And so that's what I did. I had a goal just to meet a couple people rather than a lot of people, because a couple people will make me even more focused. And what I learned is that there's a lot of people in the room. You're not going to make a connection with everyone that's in the room. And so today I had this sales call, and over the past couple of months, I've been learning more about business, who I want to serve, how I want to go by helping them, and how I can go by helping them. And so recently, I discovered that I want to help entrepreneurs start their podcast and start sharing their message with the world. Not knowing, when I had this thought, when I had this clarification, it was going to give me challenges, because now I have to figure out how to communicate to my ideal audience, to my ideal customer. Because if I'm not communicating to them correctly, they're not going to shop with me. They ain't gonna buy anything from me. And so now I have to really learn. I have to be aware. I have to ask questions. And so as I'm asking questions around the topic that I want to serve, around the problem that I want to solve, I have to be willing to communicate in a way where the knowledge is more understandable. Like, it connects because it's a pain point. What is a pain point? A pain point is when a customer is struggling with a particular problem. My instance, for instance, with podcasting, new entrepreneurs are struggling with finding topics to speak about, with sharing their message and being comfortable on camera. The reason why I know that, because I was there at a point in time. I was there where I wasn't confident, where I wasn't sure of myself, where I didn't know what I was doing. And so now that I found the solution, the problem is what I'm focusing on. So even though I have a solution, I have to continue to focus on the problem. And so as we're having this sales call, I'm really confident. I'm like, oh, okay, this one is good. This call is good because I feel like I have direction in what I would like to say, how I know I can help them, and how it can really benefit them. And so what I've learned is that your dream will challenge you because you have to be willing to learn information that will help you put you in a better position, that will help build your confidence up. You see, that's the point where they hit on, is that when your dream will challenge you, and even though it's challenging, you have to be willing to accept what you're going through. So that's all what I'm writing on the board, is that your challenge, your dream will challenge you. Your dream will challenge you, and it will challenge you because it's going to push you more than you ever imagined. You see, when I went to this event this past weekend, I went there to pitch, to explain what I do, how I go about doing it, and how I can help entrepreneurs. And it was challenging for me because I had to get comfortable with delivering the topic, delivering the message, delivering what I wanted to say. And even though I had to wait a long time to deliver a 60-second pitch and to have a 60-second question and answer segment, it gave me more clarification. I accepted the challenge when I didn't know what was going to come from it. Even though I accepted the challenge, I was willing to learn from it. So we was in line for maybe 4 hours, maybe even longer. And so as we're in line, we have to really wait. And as the line is moving back and forth, the line is moving in a way where it shows that you're making progress just a little bit. You're making progression. And when you're chasing your dreams, when you're making your dreams come true, it will not happen overnight. It will not happen as quickly as you think you would have, as you think it can happen. What it will do is that it will take its precious time. When your dream is in your mind is going to challenge you because now you want instant success. You want success so quickly because you instantly thought about a thought. You instantly thought about a dream. You instantly thought about doing something. And as you're doing something, you have to know that you're willing to accept the challenge. And so when I'm in the line and I'm willing to accept the challenge, I'm there. I have my camera. I have my bag. I have my tripod. A tripod is what you put your camera on top of. So I have the things that's going to prepare me and help me be well prepared. And so as I have the things, the dream was just to speak and communicate in a way where others can see what I bring to the table. You can't always win, but when you accept the challenge, you can always show up. That's the first point I want to hit on. You can always show up. Always show up. Always show up no matter what. Always show up. Always show up. Always show up. You see, growing up, I didn't recognize the importance of showing up. When I was playing football, my mama, who raised 3 boys by herself, was a single parent. My mama always showed up for everything that we had going on. Either we played sports, either we was in music, either we had parent-teacher conference. She always showed up. And even though she showed up, she was showing that she was willing to accept the challenge. She had to go to work in the morning. And as she had to go to work in the morning, she had to prepare to get off work at a good amount of time. And as she's getting up at this good amount of time, she has to make it on time,
even earlier, so that way she can beat the traffic. You see, sometimes when you accept the challenge in life, you're willing to beat the traffic because you're willing to do it for yourself. You see, as my mama came to different sporting events, and just different places overall, her support, her showing up, she always showed up. And so when I got older, I didn't really understand the importance behind it, because you're not only just showing up for yourself. You're showing up for the people that's around you, the people that's involved with you, the people that you are developing with. Because when you're able to identify why you're showing up, the challenge will continue to push you. And as it's pushing you, you're willing to raise your hand and say, I'm going to work through the challenges that's going to come to me. It's going to come for me. You see, growing up, I was playing sports, and my mama was always there. Son, hit somebody. Son, wrap up. I'm thinking that she don't understand football and she don't understand the sports. And when I got older, she understood that when you support, something happens to the person that you're supporting. Before you get support, you have to be willing to support yourself. And so when I was willing to play football and I was willing to show up and play my heart out, I was willing to accept the challenge because I wasn't as great as I needed to be. I was as great as I wanted to be. You see, in life, you have to want to be great in order to achieve. Hello, maybe we were there. In life, you have to be willing to be great in order to accept the challenges coming for you. And so when I learned how to show up, and the reason why that was so important, the reason why it became an everyday habit for me, is because my mama instilled that in me when I was younger. She always showed up, no matter if she was sick, if she was angry, or if she was at work. She always showed up. And it surprised me, because every time she came into the building, her keys was just jingle, and I knew that was her. I knew from the sound of her keys, the keys gave me an indicator that she showed up. The keys, as she was walking through the hallway, I'm hearing the keys, she's always showing up. I mean, when I was in middle school, and my teacher, at the time I had asthma. And when I had asthma, I couldn't necessarily breathe because it was like it wasn't necessarily a closed off room. Of course, it's a classroom, but the smell in there, it felt like we were smelling concrete, or we were smelling things that was going from outside, inside, and I couldn't necessarily breathe. And I had my little asthma pump. It was a blue one. It was a blue one with the silver thing that you have to press down. And I'm shaking it up. And I'm taking it. And it's happening a little bit, but I still got to smell the fumes. I still got to smell outside. I still have to smell this. And so one day I just told my mama, I said, Mama, I don't think we supposed to be in this room, because there's a lot of chemicals in here, and I can barely breathe. I can barely breathe. And so my mama came. Yeah, when she came, she showed up. I heard the keys jingling in the hallway. I'm like, uh-oh, it's about to be showtime. It's about to be showtime. You see, when you show up, you're not only just showing up for yourself, you're showing up for people that's around you. And so as my mama is walking through the hallway, I'm hearing the keys is dangling. I don't know how she had the keys where I knew it was her. I knew it was her because she always showed up. And so even though she's showing up, I'm like, uh-oh, she about to come make some noise. She about to come and really solve this problem for me. She about to come and help us, because I can't breathe in this room. If I can't breathe, I know I can't be the only one in this room that can't breathe. So my mama came up there to the room, and she was like, why is it that we're in this classroom? My son can't even breathe. Why is it that my son is in here suffering and you got a mask on? You see, in life, you have to show up and be willing to accept the challenge, because the challenge is going to push you in a way where you have to show up when you don't even want to. You see, I didn't want to go to class. When I was in middle school during that time, I didn't want to go to class, but I knew I needed to go to class because I was in school. But my mama showed up. You see, when she showed up, she made a difference. See, when you show up for yourself, you always showing up. You're making a difference more than you ever expect, more than you ever imagine. And see, what I didn't expect at the time was that my mom was going to come and show up like the way she showed out. And it surprised me, because right after she left, the problem was solved. I was able to breathe because I was able to leave the class. You see, sometimes when you show up, you have to know that you have to be willing to accept the challenge and leave for yourself. You see, in life, it's going to show you that you're on the right path. Your dreams are meant to come true. And as they're meant to come true, you're going to face obstacles. You're going to face challenges. You're going to face hard times. And you're going to face things that you're not familiar with. And even though you're not familiar with, doesn't mean you can't overcome it. You see, when you always show up, you have to be willing to accept the challenge, even when you have no idea what you're doing. See, when you always show up, you have to be willing to go in not knowing not knowing the outcome, because the outcome will present itself. You see, the reason why that's so special, the reason why that's so magical, the reason why that's so important is because when you show up, you're willing to develop even more. It doesn't matter where you're going. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter the time that you're showing up. You just have to show up. I remember my 12th grade year when I was in high school. And my previous 3 years, we was getting up, going through the grades, or passing the grades. I remember I was always early. I was always early from 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. I was always early. And then my senior year came. When my senior year came and I got injured and I tore my ACL, I stopped showing up early. Because me and my brother went to Sonic every day, and we had our Sonic bag and our Sonic cups, and we went every single day. Because we did the work prior to my senior year. And it wasn't the fact that we didn't care. It was more so I was showing up, but I was showing up late. You see, in life, when you show up for yourself, it might just be a little late. But even though it's late, you still have to show up. You see, life is going to show you why that's so important, why that's so needed. Because you never know when you are the most important factor that matters, because you have to be one to work on your dreams. Even though your dream is in your mind, even though your dream is in your heart, even though you're constantly thinking about your dreams and your outcome, the outcome is going to present itself when you show up. It doesn't matter the time that you show up. You have to just show up for yourself. It doesn't matter when you're showing up. You have to be willing to show up for yourself. You see, I remember I went to this conference back in Atlanta. When I went to this conference, I had parked. They gave us a designated location to park. But first, it was hard for me to find this location. It was hard for me to find the parking spot to see where the building was at, and to go to the building, go to the event, and go to the conference. It was difficult for me. As I'm trying to find the right place to park, I'm asking the people that work there, like, hey, I'm supposed to be going to the conventional center in Atlanta, but I don't know where to park. I'm not sure where to park. Where can I park? Well, you can park over here on the other side. Just make sure you park on that side, because you have to pay on parking for that side. So mind you, I'm not from Atlanta, so I have to really understand what she's talking about, what she's talking about over there. And so it taught me that even though you show up, when you ask questions, when you ask for direction, when you ask for guidance, it's going to guide you in a way as you're showing up. You see, I showed up not knowing where I needed to go. And so when I was circling around, I went back to the same spot that I went to and asked again and said, hey, you just told me where to go, but I got lost because I'm still here. I'm back. Where am I supposed to go? Where am I supposed to go? And she told me the direction. She was like, oh no, you made the turn too early. You're supposed to wait to make the turn. You see, when you show up for yourself and you're accepting the challenge for yourself, you have to wait to accept your dream. You see, your dream is going to come as you're showing up, as you're doing the work, as you're accepting the challenge and facing the different obstacles. Because the obstacle is going to show you that you're on the right path. You just made a little turn a little too soon. And even though you made this turn too soon, as you circle around back to the right direction and you pass the turn that you took the first time and take the next one, you see that your path is always waiting for you. You see, your dream is always waiting for you. You just have to show up for yourself every single day. You see, it's challenging, because how do you show up when you have no idea what you're showing up to? How do you show up if you have no idea what you're showing up for? How do you show up when you have no clue what you're going to get from this? You see, life is going to show you. Life is going to reward you. Life is going to deliver value to you, because as you're showing up, your dream is being created because the actions and effort that you're putting in for yourself. Life is gonna show like, hey, you're doing the right thing. You just need some guidance. You just have to be willing to ask a question. Just like when I got to Atlanta, I was looking where to park. I was seeking guidance. You see, you can't be afraid to seek guidance because God is gonna show you how to get back on the right path. And we see, when you seek guidance, you have to be willing to ask questions. You see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that when you always show up, you have to seek guidance. Seek guidance. A-N-C-E. You have to seek guidance, because if you're not seeking guidance, how do you know the direction that you would like to go? I remember I was driving through, I remember when I stayed back in my small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. As I'm driving through the city, as I'm going to Atlanta, I'm driving to different places, but I'm not sure where to go. And so when I start on the road, I start to get sleepy. I start to like really fight my sleep. And I'm like, instead of me fighting my sleep, how about I just take a nap? I read this statistic that it's more dangerous to drive sleepy than to drive drunk. I don't drink, so I'm not going to drive drunk. But I do get tired. I do get tired sometimes. You see, in life, when you're chasing your dreams, you are going to get tired just a little bit. You're going to get tired to the point where you have to pull over and take a nap. And as you pull over to take a nap, you have to be willing to rest a little bit. You see, your challenge, your dream can be accomplished when you accept the challenge for yourself. You see, when I put the GPS in and said I was going to drive 7 hours, going to get there in 7 hours. And as I'm getting there in 7 hours, I'm like, Jesus Christ, 7 hours is a long time. But even though it's a long time, I took it minute by minute by minute. Because taking it hourly is too long. Taking it hour by hour is too long for me. So I'm trying to figure out how to keep my mind occupied so I don't let my mind get tired. So I have to really listen to different conversations, listen to different podcasts, listen to different conversations. And as I'm listening to different conversations, it's giving me a different perspective because it's giving me an energy boost. It's giving me some energy that I can really stay up and drive this long distance. You see, when you are chasing your dream, you have to be willing to drive this long distance. You have to be willing to do it. When you're doing it, you have no clue of where you're going. You're just following your path. You're just following your direction. You're just following the GPS. I remember as soon as I got in the car, I put the GPS in and I was able to follow a path. You see, if I would have got in the car and didn't put no GPS in and didn't even use my GPS and started driving, I would have started driving to the unknown. I would start driving to somewhere I wasn't familiar. I would have started driving in the direction I probably wouldn't want it to go. You see, my GPS was my guidance because it gave me a path to follow. You see, even though it took me 7 hours, it took me enough time to get there. It took me enough time to get to Atlanta. As I got to Atlanta, I start to see the importance of having a path. You see, when you have a path, you have direction. And just because you have direction doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Because you still have to challenge yourself. You still have to push yourself. I don't really like driving long distance. But as I'm driving long distance, I have to be willing to accept the challenge. You see, a couple of weeks ago, we went back to Atlanta for InvestFest conference. And so as we are on the plane, well, prior to us getting on the plane, I'm up. I'm energized. DJ, what's going on, man? I'm energized. I'm up. I'm not sleepy. I'm up. Even though we got up early just to catch a flight, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I feel good about it. And so we have our luggage, we have our bags, and we just sitting there, we wait. I'm not tired, I'm good, I feel good. And as soon as we get on the plane, we grab our luggage, we put it on the top thing, we put it up there, put our bag underneath the seat. And as soon as I sit down, I got tired and went straight to sleep. You see, I tried to fight the sleepiness, though I'd be falling asleep, but I couldn't because I was so tired. You see, in life, you have to be willing to accept the challenge because you have to be willing to take a rest when your body's tired. You see, guidance was saying that even though you have all your stuff, even though you have all your luggages, even though you have everything that you need, sometimes as you're chasing your dream, it will push you a little bit more than you ever expect, and it's okay to rest. You see, when you seek guidance, you have to be willing to know that that what you're doing it in a way to your best of knowledge. It wasn't the fact that I didn't know I was tired. It was more so when I sat down and my body shut down, my eyes closed. Now, when my eyes closed, I didn't fight the sleep. I just let my body sleep. And so what I learned is that when you seek guidance, you have to be willing to be okay with knowing, with not knowing everything. Because if you know everything, you would be doing everything. But since you're not doing everything, your dreams are not being accomplished. Because there's certain knowledge, certain skills, certain information that we are not familiar with. And even though we're not familiar with it, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be achieving it. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be approaching it. Because you learn as you grow. You learn as you develop. And you learn as you accept the challenge. The challenge is going to show you that your dream can become true if you're willing to go through courage, go through obstacles, go through different times to accomplish this goal. I remember I was in the Marine Corps training, and it was the training right after we got out of boot camp, which is a training called MCT, and it's called the Marine Comeback Training, if I'm not mistaken. Marine Comeback Training. And so we had to hike, right? We had to walk a far distance in this training. And then we had to have like a heavy backpack on our back, carrying our sleeping stuff, our food, our drinks, our water. Like it didn't seem like a lot, but carrying it made it a lot. And so as we're doing the training, as we're going through the different motions, different time, and I remember this one particular training that we did, they had two obstacles. One is going to take one route, and the other is going to take the other route. Y'all going to be seeing each other next to one another. And so the route that I took, my route seemed like it had a lot of hills on it. My route seemed like it had a lot of hills on it because every time I looked to the right, they on a flat surface. I said, there's no way because I'm on all these hills and these hills starting to hurt. And the hills that I'm walking on, the mountains, they're starting to hurt because I'm constantly going up. I'm constantly going down. I'm constantly going up. And every time I look to my right, this person is just walking on a flat surface. I said, maybe I took the wrong direction. Maybe I took the direction that was a little bit harder for me because this person over here seemed like they got it easy. I said, maybe I took the wrong direction. You see, as you're chasing your dreams, the direction that you are on, the path that you are approaching might seem like the wrong direction. Might seem like the wrong direction, yet it's preparing you to identify that you are on the right path. And so as I'm walking up the steepness of the hill and I'm walking up and down, I'm constantly looking to my right. And this person that's to my right is not even on a hill. How is this person not on the hill? Did they not make the route the same? And so as we're going through the motion, as we're going through the training, we get to the end of the training. As we get to the end of training, I start to ask him, I'm seeking guidance like, hey, man, did you have a lot of hills that you had to walk up and then walk down? Did you have a lot of hills that you had to approach? He said, man, my route was a little bit more difficult, bro. I had to not only go up the hills, but I had to really keep my pace up because if I didn't beat you, I would have lost. If I didn't compete against you, I would have had to do more training. And so when he told me that, I seek guidance to see if I was on the wrong path. I asked him, when you face your challenge, was it as difficult as mine? You see, your challenge might seem differently, yet they are the same when it comes to other challenges. Because you are the one that's going through it. You are the one that's pushing it. You are the one that's trying to figure it out. And as you're figuring it out, you have to know that the challenges that you're facing will help your dream come a reality. Will help your dream come true. Will help your dream become something that you're approaching. Because in order to approach your dream, you have to be willing to show up. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to develop. You have to be willing to develop. Wait, you have to be willing to grow, because when you grow for your dream, as you're growing for your dream, the challenges that you face will push you even further than you ever expect. will push you in a way that's going to show that you're on the right path. And as you're on the right path, you have to stay on this path. Because if it was easy, you would have completed the challenge as soon as you stepped and made a decision for it. I want to look up the definition of challenge because it's vital to understand it. It's important to recognize what it is. See, a challenge, the definition of challenge is a call to take part in a contest or competition, especially a duel. And the next one is an objection or query as to the truth of something, often with an implicit demand for proof. See, the reason why I just want to read that is because it matters what the words are. It matters what we're looking up. Because a challenge is meant to push you. A challenge is meant for you to compete. A challenge is meant for you to thrive. Because if it was easy, your dream would have came true as soon as you decided to chase it. Your dream would have came true as soon as you made a decision to make it a reality. You see, your dream will challenge you because it's going to challenge you in a way that you're not expecting. It's going to push you in a way that you don't even know. It's going to show that you're on the right path. And even though you're on the right path, you have to go through some things to actually push you forward. There's a show called Jack A-S-S. And this show, I remember watching it when I was younger. It was a phenomenal show because it was hilarious. Like these group of friends was pranking one another. As they're pranking one another, like I'm visually seeing, like they're hurting themselves. But it's entertaining. Like it's funny. They're hurting themselves in a funny manner. And so as I'm watching the show, as I'm watching the movie, I'm really seeing like how they're bringing pain on one another. Like, how do you really put your body through something like this? And why did you even accept to do something like that? You see, what I didn't know at the time when I was younger, when I was watching it, is that they hold career development challenges. How they grew up, how they developed, how Jackass came about was that they was willing to go through challenges. They was willing to push themselves. They was willing to go through pain that not only they caused, but others caused as well. You see, your dream will cause you to go through pain. And as your dream is in front of you, your pain will overcome you because your pain is going to challenge you even more. You see, if it was easy, you would have done it when you made your decision for it, when you made your mind up for it. Because one thing that happens is that pain stops a lot of people from succeeding. Pain, struggle, and weariness stops a lot of people because we don't think that we can do it. We don't believe that our dreams can come true. We don't identify why our dreams can come true. You see, I remember then when I started going to physical therapy when I got the training for the machine to like shock my muscles or something like that. When I got the machine, they explained to us that when people go through pain, their body is protecting the pain. I said, what do you mean? Like, what does that even mean? They said, when you get hurt, your body, the muscles that surround it protects that injury because you don't want to hurt it again. I said, huh? So then I got to thinking when I tore my ACL. When I tore my ACL and my meniscus, I had to have surgery on my knee because I tore the ligaments in my right knee. And so when I went through the pain, it was overwhelming. It was hurtful. I felt my body protecting the pain, but I didn't know my body was protecting the pain because it just hurted so much. And so when I popped my ACL, my meniscus, I was playing football. As I was playing football, I had overrun the play. By overrunning, I had ran ahead of the person who had the ball, and I tried to stop. When I tried to stop, it popped. And so my teammates, they helped me to the bench. They put me on, and then the trainer, he grabbed my leg. And he did the procedure. As he did the procedure, he said, yup, it's your ACL. He said, yup, it's your ACL. And at the time, I didn't know what an ACL even was. And so when he picked my leg up and he shook it, and he said, yeah, it's your ACL. He said, stand up. I stood up, I went back down. You see, in life, you have to stand up and go back down to recognize that your dream can be accomplished. You see, even though the pain is there, the pain shouldn't stop you, because you should be able to get up and get back down. You should be able to get up and get back down because it's going to challenge you just a little bit more. And so when I popped my ACL, when I tore my ACL, I was just sitting there on the sideline for the remainder of the game. But I had my leg wrapped up. You see, the procedure was to wrap my leg up and to protect it. I didn't want to put my weight on it because I already weighed too much. But I'm protecting it because the doctor told me to keep your leg up. You see, subconsciously, when the muscles are around the pain, when the thought is see the pain, the goddess and woman who going through the pain don't want to continue to go through it because they want to wrap it up and protect it. You see, your dreams can't be protected because your dream has to be accomplished through challenges. It has to come true through you pushing yourself. You see, as you're pushing yourself, you have to know that as you're wrapping up your pain, as you're protecting the pain can't be protected for a long time because at some point, you will have to face it. At some point, the pain that you are going through, you will have to recognize what it even is. You see, before I had the surgery, they gave me a couple of exercises to do. They said, okay, so what you need to do when you're at home, you need to get a towel and just put your foot on it and just slide it. Just try to slide it. Because my knee, my meniscus, I lost the mobility in it. And by mobility, this is what I mean. Like, I'm able to move my hands like this. Imagine your leg not being able to move like this because your leg can only move that far. Your leg can only move that far because you have no mobility in it. So I have to build that strength back up. So as I'm building the strength back up, I have to work with the pain, because in order for me to build muscle, I have to recognize what the pain even is. So my trainer taught me, my trainer showed me, like, okay, this is the pain that you're going through, and this is how to overcome it. You have to build the muscle up again. You have to work it out. You have to push it. You have to encourage yourself to do it. Because if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it. You see, when I tore my ACL, I was the one that did it. I was the one that had the pain. And for me to overcome the pain, I had to be the one to heal from the pain. You see, your dreams can be accomplished if you're willing to accept the challenge and heal what you are going through. Because your dreams come on the other side of your challenges. Your dreams get developed when you understand that you have to accept what you are going through. You see, when they told me to protect my leg, when they told me to wrap my leg, as I'm wrapping my leg, it wasn't easy. You see, as they told me I need to do the workouts, as they told me I need to do the exercise, as they told me I need to continue to do it every single day, it wasn't easy. You see, if it was easy to chase your dream would already come true, because it would have came true when you decided to start it. You see, in order for me to build the muscle, I had to do the work. In order for your dream to come true, you have to do the work. In life, nothing is ever handed to you. When I played on the field, when I played football, nothing was given to me. I had to go out there and work for everything. Work for every down. One thing that my coach used to say when I was playing football is that don't focus on the last play. Don't focus on the play that just passed. Don't focus on what has already happened. If the team has already scored, if we got a good stop, if y'all mess up, don't worry about the last play. Worry about the next play. See, there's a baseball player called Babe Ruth. He was a phenomenal baseball player. And one game, an interviewer asked him, like, are you worried about striking out as many times as you striked out before? He said, no, I'm not, because I'm worried about my next home run. It doesn't matter when your home run is coming. When you step up to the plate and you swing at the ball, you have to know you're taking a chance for yourself. There's only three outcomes that can happen when you're playing baseball. First, you can strike out. Right? The pitcher throw straight down the middle over the plate, then you strike one. The next way is that you can hit the ball, but the ball could be a foul ball. You can hit the ball, but the ball is not in play because it's a foul ball. And then call number three is that it could be a ball. Like, it could be a ball. like you can hit it, but when you hit it, you didn't put enough in it. So now you have to re-back. You have to retry because you have to hit it hard enough. And so when I went to a baseball game last year, I asked the question, so what's the difference between batting average? Like, what is a batting average? They was like, it's the batting average, the batting, how many times someone has batted and how many times someone has hit the ball. I said, so higher the number, that's how good they are? They said, yeah, the lower the number, that ain't, you know what I mean? Maybe I got it backwards. The lower the number, they're not that good or something like that. Higher the number, they're probably good. And so, in order to get an average, you have to be willing to take a risk. You have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to swing at the plate, to attempt your dream, to chase your goal. Because if you don't chase your goal, if you don't try to accomplish your dream would just be a thought, because you haven't accepted the challenge that's coming to you. You haven't accepted the challenge that's there in front of you, because you don't know how to. You see, when you seek guidance, you have to be willing to ask for advice, willing to ask for help. You see, when I wasn't good in baseball, I was willing to ask questions. And unfortunately, I only played one season of baseball, so I wasn't that good. Yet, when I got into football and I really started taking football serious, the questions that I was asking was helping me build guidance and was helping me seek guidance, because I was building confidence within what I was doing. I remember when I was younger, my mom used to say, every time she used to tell me to do something a particular way, son, go clean the microwave, go clean the oven, or go change the light bulb. And let's just say, hypothetically speaking, I'm changing the light bulb, but I leave the power switch on. And as I'm leaving the power switch on and go change the light bulb, I can potentially get electrocuted because the power is on when I'm messing with the light. Yeah, and my mama would say, son, that's common sense. Son, you're supposed to know that. And then as I got old, I just explained, like, common sense is what you practice, and it has to be learned. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't aware of it, I just didn't know how to make it make sense. And so when it started to make sense to me, now, and when I need to change the light bulb, I can just turn the power off. Because there's a lot of folks that's going to this light bulb. I'm not an electrician. What I am is a person who have experienced getting shocked. And it surprised me. It surprised me in a way, because I wasn't even expecting it. You see, the greatest lesson comes when you're not expecting to learn something. You see, when you seek guidance, you have to be willing to ask questions. And so as I got older, I started asking my mom questions like, you remember when we was younger and you used to say, son, it's common sense? She said, yeah. I said, what did you mean by that? Now that I'm older and I learned a little bit, what you mean by that? She say, son, you're supposed to know how to do certain things. And even if you don't know, you're supposed to be able to figure it out. So I asked, I said, so is me asking questions, is that wrong? Like, my mama, she had a short temper. Jesus Christ, she had a short temper. So every time I asked a question, she got upset. Like, son, it's common sense. Son, it's common sense. I'm like, it can't be common sense if I'm asking for the knowledge, if I'm seeking the guidance, if I'm seeking help. You see, sometimes you have to keep seeking help. You have to keep seeking guidance until you find the right answer. It wasn't the fact that my mama didn't want to answer the question. It was more so I had to keep asking. In life, for your dreams to come true, you have to be willing to keep chasing them until they come to reality. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And just because it's challenging doesn't mean you can't do it. Just because it's overwhelming doesn't mean you can't accomplish it. Just because you don't know what you're doing doesn't mean you can't ask questions to learn how to do it. You see, you can't be afraid of growth, because as you're growing, you're developing your mind. As you're growing, you're developing your experience. As you're growing, you're really evolving in a way where you don't even understand how you're growing. You see, when I started learning about business and who I wanted to help, it was a struggle for me, because it was information that I wasn't familiar with. It was knowledge to me, because I didn't know how to fully understand what was coming to me. It was so confusing. I asked the program Action Zone. The Action Zone is a veterans program where they teach entrepreneurship. I asked if I can attend it the second time. Because the first time I was supposed to do it, I was supposed to go the second time. My second class was supposed to be my first class. My first class ended up being at a different time. So they let me go. They let me experience it. They let me learn. And so as I'm asking questions, as I'm in the room, I'm asking questions, gaining a better understanding of what I'm doing. I remember one time, I don't know how we got on the topic, but as we're in this class, we were speaking about generators. That was like, yeah, a generator, you know, it restores the energy in the house. It restores, like, everything, the power. And so, growing up, we really didn't have to use a generator. I mean, even though my mom was a single parent, I knew my dad was an electrician, but I wasn't with my dad. So, it wasn't the fact that he was teaching me about, like, a generator or electricity or things of that nature. He wasn't there to teach. So, I have to learn on the go. So somehow we got talking about generators, and I was like, yeah, when there's storms, when it rains heavy, we got to use our generator just to repower the energy and repower it, like restore the energy. And so I just asked the question, I'm like, okay, so I know nothing about generators. I've never even had a generator. I don't even know how to work one. So I asked the question, I'm like, so is the generator supposed to be inside the house? That was like, no. That was like, man, you gonna kill yourself, bro. But mind you, I've never had to deal with the generator. You see, when you seek a guidance, you have to know that the guidance that you're seeking, you haven't done it before. You haven't completed it before. You haven't tried it before. And when you learn something new, you have to be willing to ask questions to gain a better understanding of what you're doing. I remember I was attending the University of South Florida, and I wanted to get in the business program. I wanted to take the business class. Like, I didn't want to necessarily get into marketing and public relations. No, I wanted to get in business because I previously tried kinesiology or physical therapy. And so when I'm talking to the representative from University of South Florida, I'm speaking to them, and they're saying that I can't get into the business program because I don't have the degree or the associate's degree from a particular college. I'm like, what does that even mean? That was like, you don't have enough credits for it. I'm like, what? So I'm constantly asking the question. I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't have enough credits. Okay, so how many credits do I need? Okay, well, you need 60. How many do I have? Well, you have 32. What? You just can't roll that into the program? Because I want to learn about business. I want to get into the program. But they said I couldn't get into the program because I didn't have enough credits. They said what you can do is that you can go to a community college, get your associates, and then come back to the University of South Florida. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, hold on. Just so I understand you, I need to go get an associate's degree and then come back to get into the business program. Is that correct? He said, yeah. I'm still not understanding. So I asked the question again in a different way. So wait, you're saying if I had 60 credits to get into the business program here, I can get in the program if I had the credits? He said, yeah. So every question that I'm asking, I'm constantly getting a better clarification of what he's saying. You're saying that I can't get into this program because I don't have enough credits? As simple as that sound, I had to ask multiple times to fully understand where he was coming from. To fully be aware of what he was telling me. You see, when you seek guidance, you can't be afraid to ask questions. When you seek guidance, you can't be afraid to ask a lot of questions. When you seek guidance, you can't be afraid to ask the same question. Because in order for your dream to come true, you have to have an understanding of what you're chasing, what you're approaching, what you are accomplishing. Because as you approach your dream, your dream is going to challenge you in a way that you don't even expect. In a way that you're not even expecting. Because how do you expect your dream to be so hard? How do you expect your dream to be so easy? How do you expect anything to be easy if you're not willing to accept the challenge? I remember this movie, Like Mike. When I was younger, this is my favorite movie, Like Mike. And in this movie, this orphan was a kid. And when he was a kid and as an orphan, he got bullied around other kids because he found something that had value in it. And then when he found something that had value, the kids kept bullying him because he was short. The kids kept bullying him because he wasn't strong. See, the kids kept bullying him because he saw something that they didn't. So when like Mike, his name was like Mike, when Mike got when Mike saw the value, he went to go get the value. You see, the type of value that he saw was that it was some shoes hanging from a line pole outside. And as it's raining, he go outside and get the shoes. He go outside and put the shoes on. And see, when Mike and like Mike movie go put the shoes on, he start to believe that he can do it because it was tennis shoes from Michael Jordan. You see, the tennis shoes gave him a belief because he saw the value in not only his shoes, but within himself, but within his efforts, but within what he was doing. You see, the other kids got jealous because he got fame and popular from having belief. You see, sometimes you have to be crazy to achieve your dream, because your dream is your vision, and your vision comes from your action. If Mike in the movie of Like Mike didn't go get the shoes, he wouldn't have been so great. He wouldn't have had the belief that he had, because the belief came from not only the shoes, but him going outside when it was raining and thunderstorming. From him going outside climbing on the telephone pole. From him climbing on it, not only climbing on it, but getting the shoes again electrocuted. You see, when you accept the challenge is going to show that your dream can come true from a cost. Are you willing to pay for your dream? Are you willing to accept the challenge for your dream? Are you willing to go through whatever you need to go through to recognize that your dream would take time? You see, the last point I want to hit on is that once you seek guidance, you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace. Give self grace. Grace. Give self grace. And see, the reason why I say you have to give yourself grace is because you have to be willing to mess up to learn how to do better. Why? Because you can't be so great. You can't be so phenomenal. You can't be so amazing when you start off. I remember when I was younger, we started learning how to play instruments. My twin brother, he was playing the drums. My older brother, I think he was playing the guitar. If he wasn't playing the guitar, I believe he was like singing. And I was playing the piano. And so when I was playing the piano, I had to learn the basics of the keyboards. I had to learn how to position my hands, how to press the keys, how to make a melody sound even good. So I had to figure this out. I had to learn it. So I had to give myself permission to learn and mess up as I'm developing, and to mess up as I'm growing, and to mess up as I'm learning. You see, when I gave myself grace, I gave myself permission to mess up. It wasn't the fact that I was good. More so, I had to learn how to be good. So I didn't play it for a long time. But I remember this one class that we was in. We was playing, I believe, the Itsy Bitty Spider. If it wasn't Itsy Bitty Spider, it was like Beethoven. And I started to learn how to play that. But it was sounding so differently because I was the one playing it. You see, when your dream is coming true, it seems different because you are the one that's chasing it. And see, when you chase your dream, you have to give yourself permission to mess up. And see, as I'm playing the keyboards, as I'm playing the piano, I'm learning how to make the melody sound good because I'm hitting certain keys at certain time, at certain moments, because the moments matter to make the song come together. And see, even though I didn't keep playing the piano, that lesson was so valuable because it taught me patience. It taught me that if you give yourself permission to mess up, as you're messing up the keyboards, as you're messing up the beat, as you're messing up the melody, you're able to do it and figure it out the more you try it, the more you attempt it, the more you give yourself permission to try. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps, my brother, my dog, he gave me a piano. He gave me a keyboard. And so I'm like, oh, I got me a keyboard. I'm not a kid. My mama can't tell me, son, we got to stop going to training. Son, we got to stop playing the piano. Son, we got, nah. I got my piano. And so now I'm excited to play it. So I'm trying to figure out what song to play. And so as I'm trying to figure out what song to play, rather than me trying to figure out the song to play, I just went to YouTube and searched up different songs that taught me how to play the keys. You see, when I was learning how to play the keys, I was giving myself grace because I had to learn what I was doing. There's a song by, excuse me, there's a song, it was a remix of Beyonce, what is it? In Love, not In Love. Dang, I forgot the song. Why? It was by YNW Melly, but it was a song that he remixed from Beyonce. And so as I'm learning how to play the keys, as I'm learning how to position my hand correctly, I'm able to play by memory because I've tried it so many different times. And it go like doom, 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 doom. And so I'm learning how to play it. As I'm learning how to play it, I'm like, oh, wee, this sound good. I said, ooh, we just imagine if I keep going. I said, ooh, this is good. See, the thing that I did is I didn't keep going. Because at the moment, that wasn't my dream. Even though I'm older, I'm going to start back playing the piano because I know the keys just bring some type of melody and unlock some type of creativity. So I want to unlock the creativity by learning how to play the piano for myself. And so even though my direction wasn't keyboard, wasn't the piano, and I didn't keep going, I'm on a different direction. I'm on a different dream. Yet the persistence that I've learned from playing the piano, I'm giving myself permission to try new things until I find something that I can stick to. And I find something that I can stick to, which is podcasting. And after creating 893 different videos, I found something that I can be consistent in. I discovered something where my dream can be created around. You see, discovering your dream is so difficult because how do you know what you would like to accomplish? How do you know what you would like to have? How do you know what you would like to, what you would need to do in order for you to have it? See, I want to look up the word, the definition of dream, so we can understand what it is and the importance behind it. See, dream is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. It says the next one is a cherished aspiration, ambition, or an idea. You see, your dream has to be meaningful to you, has to be meaningful for you, has to be meaningful for the person that's in the mirror. You see, the reason why your dream will challenge you because you have to identify what you would like your dream to be. The reason why your dream will push you because you have to know that what you're doing is helping you develop even more. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And since it's not easy, everyone's not chasing their dream because there are challenges, there's obstacles, there's things that you have to face, there's something that you have to become. You have to learn about your dream to recognize that you can accomplish the dream for yourself. And what is the dream? See, the dream for me is that one day I want to help 1 billion people not only believe in themselves, but to start a podcast and start sharing their story. You see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why that matters, because it shows that you have meaning behind what you have been through. And even though you are going through it, you can still develop for yourself. Why is it so important? Why is it so meaningful? Because if the next person can dream, why can't the next person in line that's right behind them dream even bigger? I remember when I first got to the Marine Corps training, and there's this thing called the yellow footprint. And at the time when I got there, I had no idea what the yellow footprint even was. And so when we get out the car, there was like, get out, get out, get out, get out. And as we're getting out the van, as we're getting out the vehicles, as we're getting out the bus, there's a whole bunch of kids there just waiting. And they say, go get on the yellow footprints. You see, it was time for me to recognize what the yellow footprints was, because I had no idea what it even consisted of. You see, the yellow footprints was standing at a 45-degree angle called attention. When you're standing on the yellow footprints, you're standing at attention. You see, I didn't know that I had to have attention to stand still. It's the way I stood that matters. You see, it's the way that you chase your dreams that matter even most, because when you show up, you have to have attention for your dreams. You see, your dreams can only be accomplished when you step on the yellow footprints. When you step on the yellow footprints, there's no turning back, because there's many that has been through the same experience. There's many who have experienced what you're going to experience. You just have to know that you're at a different phase. You're at a different level. You're at a beginning phase. And you have to give yourself permission. You have to give yourself grace. And you have to be willing to learn on the go. You have to be willing to develop, because as you're developing, you're learning even more. When I got at attention, I didn't recognize that my feet was going to be hurt. I didn't recognize me standing like that caused my feet to hurt even more. I remember when we graduated from boot camp, and when we graduated from boot camp, ironically enough, the first thing we got there, when we got to Marine Corps training, we had to step on the yellow footprints. You see, when we were standing still, when we graduated, we had to stand at attention, because we had to pay attention to what we was doing. And I remember we was marching, we was walking as a group, collectively, like, it was so magical, it was so great. Yet the previous 12 weeks that we endured, it taught us how to be perfect. Because there's a lot of repetition. There's a lot of practice that you have to go through, from not only week one, but to week two, to week four, to week six. You have to constantly practice how to walk together, because when you walk together, you have attention. And I said, ooh, that's deep. That's deep. I remember there's a highway called the recruit train, the recruit highway. So, which means that if you're new to the Marine Corps training, you're on this highway, and if you're on this highway, you most likely 9 times out of 10 you're gonna get bothered with. You're gonna get yelled at. You're gonna get screamed at. You're gonna get told to run and run back and run and run back, and you're gonna get messed with, right? So in the recruit highway, there was a group that was there ahead of us. They'd been there maybe 6 or 7 weeks. So as they're marching together, our drill instructor was like, hey, can you do the thing? Our drill instructor is the person that was over us. Hey, can you do the thing? That was like, yup, we can do the thing. And so he called the thing. And so in the recruit highway, you can see who's more developed and who's not developed. And so when he said, can you do the thing? They did the thing. And it was so great, because I never saw anything like that before. And so it went from like a group to a single line, to a single line, to a single line. And then they're marching together. And like the way it was moving was like together. It was great. It was magical. I didn't recognize what that even was. And so fast forward to when we 6 or 7 weeks, we more developed, we more seasoned, we got some swag in us. The same thing that happened when we first got to the Marine Corps train, to the recruit highway, the same exact thing happened. Because somebody was like, hey man, can you do the thing? And I was like, yep, we sure can. I've been waiting for this. Yep, we sure can. And so we did the thing. We did the thing. And as we're marching together, you're able to see the development within us. You see, in life, for your dream to come true, you have to be willing to develop over time. Because even though you're on your own path, even though you're on your own journey, even though you're the one that's pursuing your goals, the challenges is starting from the bottom, not knowing what you need to do in a way that's going to help you progress. You see, your dream will be challenging because you have to always show up. Regardless of if you feel like it, regardless of if you don't feel good, regardless of if you don't know what you're doing, you have to always show up. And see, when you show up, you have to seek guidance. You have to be willing to ask questions. You have to be willing to raise your hands. You have to be willing to not know everything, because everything will come to you over time if you continue to show up, if you continue to develop, if you continue to grow. And see, as you continue to seek guidance, you have to give yourself grace and permission to not only fail, but to learn what you're doing. When I started making videos a half a decade ago, I didn't know how to make videos. I didn't know how to tell stories. I didn't know how to make a point. I didn't know anything of that. But I'm learning how to. I'm constantly learning and improving, because I'm giving myself grace and permission to learn. And see, when you get, and if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because not only Will your dream challenge you? Learning from the right people will help push you forward. And if you're willing to learn and hit that subscribe button, you can get pushed forward just a little bit further. Just a little bit more, because it encourages you to do more than what you're doing. Because when you do more, you become more. And when you become more, you achieve more. So make sure you hit the like button. And in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway from your dream would challenge you? And what dream are you currently chasing at this moment? And if you got value from this, make sure you click this video right here to watch more on how you can develop for yourself.